So go ahead and find a comfortable position if you're not in one, and if you are, if there's anything you can do to be more comfortable. And just closing your eyes. And taking a moment just to connect with your breath. Just following your breath in and out of your body a few times, perhaps putting a hand on your heart, on your belly, whatever feels good for you. And let's tap into that part of you right now that feels not worthwhile, not good enough, not doing enough, not acceptable in some way. So you may connect with a body part. If that's what's really coming up, you may actually be affirming repeating the belief right now, the self-limiting, not loving belief. I'm not lovable. I'm not acceptable. I'm not worthwhile. If my family can't accept me, I'm not acceptable or worthwhile. Maybe even thinking of a memory, currently or in the past, of when you felt not acceptable, not lovable, not worthwhile. Maybe you were rejected by somebody. Maybe somebody said something to you that was criticism. So there's many ways to tap into that, and just doing that with whatever way feels like it's coming up for you. Repeating a belief, thinking of a memory that has to do with not feeling lovable, acceptable, worthwhile. For some of you, it might be a time you were abused in the past, verbally, physically, or sexually, feeling neglected. And as you breathe and you hold this thought, emotion, or memory tied to not lovable, acceptable, worthwhile, breathing and just noticing where you feel that in your body. And if you're working with a body part, then of course you know where that is. And placing your hands there, wherever you're feeling the not acceptable, lovable, or worthwhile, just placing your hands there, noticing how it feels in the body. And noticing what emotion is present. Perhaps there is shame, blame, or guilt. Perhaps there is sadness, grief, or anger. For some of you, it might even be fear. So again, continuing to breathe and feel, letting this part of you know that you're really here for it. You're showing up for it, the emotion, the feeling in the body, and the part of you that is holding the memory and the belief of not good enough, not acceptable, not worthwhile. So continuing to stay with this part of you, letting him or her know you're here. And perhaps even noticing, if you tap in, what age this part of you is. And if an age, a number doesn't come up, that's okay. And if it does, just acknowledging and being with this 9-year-old or 2-year-old or 3-year-old part of you. Might even help you have more of a picture of her, of you and her at that age. And remembering that you are now the loving, unconditionally loving and accepting parent. And perhaps keeping your hands on the area of the body where you're feeling this. Perhaps even now deciding to wrap your arms around yourself, like giving yourself a hug. So whatever feels comfortable for you, even asking this part of you, what does she need? Does she want the hands on a certain area, or does she want a hug? I'm just asking her, this part of you who feels not accepted, loved, and worthwhile, what does she need right now in terms of, you know, touch on the body? And giving her whatever she's asking for in terms of touch. Continuing to breathe, to feel, showing up for this part of you. And then also now beginning to tell her the truth. Beginning to silently or out loud telling her, honey, you are so worthwhile. You were born lovable and worthwhile. You were born acceptable. All parts of you. I love and accept all parts of you. You are beautiful. You are worthwhile, no matter what. So continuing to speak to her, telling her the truth about her acceptance, love, and worth, her or him. Now we have a few men, so continuing to tell this part of you, her or him, the truth about her acceptance, love, and worth. You may also need to tell this part of you, yeah, you didn't get it from family, now or in the past. Some friends or even past boyfriends or girlfriends or teachers or whoever treated you in a way that made you feel not accepted, loved, and worthwhile. But it wasn't about you. It was about them. It had nothing to do with you. They couldn't give it to themselves. So how on earth were they going to give it to you? They still can't, most of them, and that's okay. I'm here for you. I'm giving it to you. So continue to talk silently or out loud to this child part of you, helping him or her to heal, to embody the truth about your self-acceptance, love, and worth. And doing that for a few more moments. And then completing the process right now, letting the part of you know that you'll be back for her. You're actually here for her all the time. So let her know that you'll check in with her every day, at least once a day, but hopefully all day long. And if she really needs your attention, tell her, you know, him or her, please let me know. Give me a sign. Really making a commitment and a promise to this part of you. He no longer needs to feel abandoned, rejected. You are going to always give 100% unconditional self-acceptance and love to this part of you. And you're going to keep coming back to this practice. Right? So just wrapping up, letting her and him know that. Breathing, and when you're ready, just saying your final words and opening your eyes. Noticing how you feel. Noticing the response from your body, from this part of you.